This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Teresa Maurer. Teresa, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back, as always.
Our slow food, what, ambassador?
Yeah, local liaison. Food ambassador, yeah. Floating, roving food reporter. That's how I just introduced myself to Lucy.
Well, we should introduce everyone else to Lucy. Lucy Kagan, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You are with Appleseeds.
I am.
And some people know what Appleseeds is, some don't.
Yes, well, Appleseeds is a nonprofit. We're based here in Fayetteville. We started in 2007, and we're a nutrition education program, and we focus on gardening clubs, healthy cooking classes, and we also do field trips and other outreach activities for our plant-to-plate program.
Plant-to-plate signifying trying to understand completely the food chain, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, so folks can get a concept of, you know, taking food from its initial stages, from planting it, to growing it, to taking care of it, harvesting, and then the fun part, eating.
What strikes me about Appleseeds is it works. It's ideal for a family sort of educational tableau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We're really fortunate in that our programming is really flexible, and we get to include, you know, education components for younger kids, I mean, all the way down to, you know, pre-K, all the way up to adults, and hopefully working more with senior citizens as well.
And you've got some programs on schedule for the spring, right?
We do. Yeah, we're currently doing 3 gardening clubs. We've got a club at Butterfield, at Leverett, and also working with Owl Creek. And then we've been doing the healthy cooking classes throughout this past semester, as well as other outreach activities.
The garden club.
Yes.
So kids are in a club and learn more about gardens?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds
yeah.
fun, actually.
Yeah, we learn about plants and stuff. But the idea with gardening clubs is, and I'll let you in on a little secret here.
Okay.
If kids grow it, they'll eat it. So, you know, in the very beginning stages, we'd, you know, offer up healthy snacks. That's one of the components of our gardening clubs is we, you know, try and teach kids about healthy foods as well. So, you know, on day one, if you give a kid a bowl of kale, they're not going to touch that. That's scary. It's green. It's frilly. That's not going to happen. But if you have kids grow it and they get to take care of it and then eventually go out to the garden later on in the club and harvest it, I mean, I'm telling children not to eat kale because it's still growing. It's something I never thought that I would say. But it's kind of breaks down those barriers that vegetables are scary and fruits are, you know.
Well, I think Appleseeds is doing some really interesting things. What caught my eye and what got Lucy and I together was Brenner.
Brenner.
So what is Brenner?
Well, I wish I could take credit for this idea. This we've been partnering with Fayetteville Public Schools and with Chef Adam Simmons, who is the child nutrition director for mm-hmm. our school. So the guy in charge of your children's food mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. Adam. And we've been partnering with him this past spring and also last year. And he had a concept this round for a cooking class to do a breakfast for dinner, a.k.a. a Brenner.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, ran it by us, and we thought, brilliant. Why not? So that's what we'll be doing on Thursday.
And so breakfast for dinner, so?
Breakfast for dinner. We're going.
Eggs.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to focus mm-hmm. on eggs. We're going to make a vegetable frittata, which is kind of a fancy omelet, basically. Mm-hmm. It's really easy. All of the recipes that we've had for our cooking classes are designed to be budget-friendly, easy, and healthy. And just kind of try and break down the barriers that healthy eating is, you know, intimidating or more expensive or really time-consuming. And just, you know, try and present folks with some simple recipes that they can create at home.
And this takes place Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thursday at 6 o'clock in the cafeteria at Owl Creek. And it's free. And kids are more than welcome. We'll have some kids' activities going on. And I wish I knew more about the menu, but we'll have to wait and see, other than a veggie frittata, mm-hmm. what we're going to be serving.
And so this is open to?
Open to the public. Any and all are more than welcome. And everyone that comes will receive a recipe booklet, and then there are obviously recipes, and then some resources, healthy cooking and healthy eating resources, and some substitutes to use in cooking. You know, so mm-hmm. instead of oil, you can replace things with applesauce mm-hmm. and tips like that. And then everyone will get a very generous. We say samples just to be safe, but it usually ends up being a pretty good sized meal.
Can complete novices come to this?
Oh,
someone
yeah.
who doesn't know how to boil water?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, now you mentioned recipe book. Teresa, last time you were here, you promised a recipe.
I did. And what I brought you today was a recipe for salad dressing, because right now in the market, there is a rainbow of lettuces and greens and all kinds of great things to make a salad.
Any kale?
So there is kale there.
Oh, good.
And you can put kale in your salad, too, for a really interesting boost. So that's what's fun. I mean, right now, you could probably make 1,000 combinations of salad with what's in the market right now. But this is it's a Dijon vinaigrette, or Jim's famous salad dressing. Jim's my husband. And he brings it to potlucks, and people always want to know, you know, how do you do this? And it's simple, and it is money-saving. So I thought I'd pass it along.
Please.
So that people would have a way to go out and make an excellent salad. The other thing that's fun, as you know, Kyle, one of the things I like to do is give a recipe that you can play with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about the recipe and then tell you how you can play with it.
Okay.
More mustard, more of this, more of that. So, okay, for 1 cup of dressing, you take 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds like a complicated thing, but balsamic vinegar is available any place. Look for the Italian stuff if you can. And if not, it'll do. 2 tablespoons of Dijon, mm-hmm. and that can be the country style chunky or it can be smooth. I sort of like the smooth myself. Whisk it together, a fork, a whisk, whatever. Just kind of whisk those two things together. Then take 3/4 cup of olive oil and then kind of keep whisking and pour that in as you go. Or you can put it in a jar and just shake it like crazy.
That's what I like to do.
That's what I like to do. But, you know, if you feel like whisking and you're kind of into it, you can do that.
So right now we've got all these combined.
Right. You've got it combined. But do put the vinegar and the mustard together first and then start adding the oil or shake it, whatever you want to do. Okay. So you've got your basic salad dressing there. Now you add 2 teaspoons of minced or pressed garlic. Mm-hmm. And this is where you can play. You can go up with the garlic. We like lots of garlic. Or you can go down with the garlic. And that's basically it. Then you add a little salt and a little coarsely ground pepper and shake up the jar again, and you've got your salad dressing.
Voila.
Voila. And it is, again, you can play with it if you want more of a bite. Put more Dijon in there. If you're afraid of so much oil, that's okay. You can reduce the oil a little bit. It's very forgiving. Then you can store this in the refrigerator, just in a jar, glass jar. And then because the olive oil gets a little solid on top, take it out a little while before you're ready to serve it. Give it a good shake again, and it's ready for your salad.
And Lucy, if someone can't make it this Thursday
mm-hmm.
for apple seeds and Brenner, where can they find out more about apple seeds in general?
We have a website, and it's appleseedsinc.org. We also have a very active Facebook page. You can just type in Apple Seeds, Inc., or it's facebook.com/appleseedsinc.
Thank you both very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Kyle. Thank you.